Hollywood Hotel. Good evening. Just a moment, I'll collect you.
It's South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM, NPR for the Florida Keys. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken presents A Word on Food, and our Miami-Dade Arts Calendar features Deborah Margol. The 87th Academy Awards will take place the last Sunday in February. Have you selected your winners of last year's films? Well, our film critic Dan Hudak of PunchDrunkMovies.com has, and here they are.
Oscars are Sunday, February 22nd at 8 p.m. Neil Patrick Harris is the host, and based on his work hosting the Tony Awards, he should be a good one. Harris will perform an original song and dance number called Moving Pictures that was written by Frozen Oscar winners Kristen Anderson Lopez and Robert Lopez, and there will be plenty more singing with John Legend and Common performing their Oscar-nominated song Glory from Selma. And oh yeah, there will be winners and losers. Here's a breakdown of the big six categories on Oscar night, including predictions that I'll brag about if I'm right and will never mention again if I'm wrong. On Oscar night, as we've learned many times, anything can happen. The Best Picture race is shaping up much like that of the 2010 campaign, in which The Social Network won most of the early critics' honors, while The King's Speech ran roughshod over the Guild Awards and Oscars. This year, Boyhood took many of the early accolades, while Birdman has been coming on strong of late with wins at the Producers Guild and Screen Actors Guild Awards. And given that a handful of Guild members are also Oscar voters, you have to lean toward Birdman having the edge for Best Picture. But this is a tight race that can go any number of ways, especially given the strength and quality of the other nominees. The Grand Budapest Hotel is an absolute delight and probably director Wes Anderson's best film. Selma is a triumph of acting and sentiment with a strong message. The Imitation Game has two acting nominations and is very well made, and the same can be said for The Theory of Everything. Whiplash was my pick for the best film of 2014, a high-energy crash course in pedagogy and the peril of blind ambition. And American Sniper is a runaway box office hit that has won the heart of Americans everywhere. Which leads me to my prediction, and it comes down to this. As we've learned in the past with Shakespeare in Love beating Saving Private Ryan, and even last year with 12 Years a Slave beating Gravity, Academy members vote with their hearts above anything else. And I think Boyhood will win their hearts, so Boyhood will win even though Whiplash should win. Often Best Picture and Best Director go hand in hand, so one would expect Boyhood director Richard Linklater to take home the Oscar. But not so fast. Based on its Guild Award victories, one has to expect Birdman to win a major award, and its best shot is for director Alejandro González Iñárritu. The gimmick of the film appearing to have been shot in one long take is technically masterful. You can expect the film to win Best Cinematography as well. And the story is an apt commentary on industry issues, including the cult of celebrity, disdain for critics, the hardships of artistry, and more. Also nominated for Best Director are Bennett Miller for Foxcatcher, Morton Tildum for The Imitation Game, and Wes Anderson for The Grand Budapest Hotel. When it's all said and done, though, Iñárritu will win even though Tildum should win, as I believe The Imitation Game is the best film amongst the five directing nominees. Unlike Picture and Director, the acting awards are a bit easier to predict, especially in the supporting categories. For supporting actor, J.K. Simmons is rightfully a lock for his turn as the sadistic music teacher who tortures an aspiring drummer played by Miles Teller in Whiplash. Simmons' fiery demeanor, ice-cold stare, deep voice, and black attire immediately make his character, Fletcher, a fearsome individual. Listen to how Fletcher tries to get Teller's Andrew Neiman to figure out if he's rushing or dragging to the beat, all after he just threw a chair at Andrew's head.
Why do you suppose I just hurled a chair at your head, Neiman? I don't know.
Sure you do.
The tempo?
Were you rushing or were you dragging?
I don't know.
Start counting.
5, 6, 7.
In four, damn it! Look at me!
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Now, was I rushing or was I dragging?
I don't know.
Count again.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Rushing or dragging?
Rushing.
So you do know the difference!
With Simmons clearly the person who will win and should win, fellow supporting actor nominees Edward Norton for Birdman, Mark Ruffalo for Foxcatcher, Ethan Hawke for Boyhood, and Robert Duvall for The Judge are truly honored just to be nominated. Supporting actress also has a clear favorite, and that is Patricia Arquette for Boyhood. Her performance as a single mom who makes poor relationship decisions is one of the emotional highlights of the film, and she's a respected actress who's paid her dues. Arquette is up against Emma Stone in Birdman, Keira Knightley in The Imitation Game, Laura Dern in Wild, and Meryl Streep's 19th acting nomination for Into the Woods. It's a solid category, but Arquette will win and should win. For Best Actress, it looks like it's finally Julianne Moore's year. Her phenomenal performance as a linguistics professor with early-onset Alzheimer's in Still Alice is the 5th nomination of her career and should be her first victory. Moore's transition from a smart alpha woman into someone who can barely remember her children is heartbreaking, and the highlight of female performances in 2014. In this scene, she describes to her daughter, played by Kristen Stewart, how having Alzheimer's makes her feel.
What's it like? Like, what does it actually feel like?
Well, it's not always the same. You know, I have good days, bad days, and on my good days, I can, you know, almost pass for a normal person. But on my bad days, I feel like I can't find myself. I've always been so defined by my intellect, my language, my articulation, and now sometimes I can see the words hanging in front of me and I can't reach them and I don't know who I am and I don't know what I'm going to lose next.
Also nominated for Best Actress are previous winners Reese Witherspoon for Wild and Marion Cotillard for 2 Days, 1 Night, as well as Felicity Jones for The Theory of Everything and Rosamund Pike for Gone Girl. Pike was my personal favorite, but in all honesty, Moore will win and should win. And finally, Best Actor will come down to Eddie Redmayne as ALS-afflicted Stephen Hawking in The Theory of Everything, and Michael Keaton as an actor looking to prove himself in Birdman. Both were fantastic, so it begs the question. Will the Academy go for the more physical performance with Screen Actors Guild winner Redmayne, or the career-best great comeback story of Keaton? This is a tough one to call, and it's not made any easier with the strong work of fellow Best Actor nominees Bradley Cooper in American Sniper, Benedict Cumberbatch in The Imitation Game, and Steve Carell as we've never seen him before in Foxcatcher. This will be very close, but Redmayne will win and should win. One final note. Remember to have fun with the Oscars and not take them too seriously. Of course you want your favorites to win, but some of the best movies ever made didn't take home major Oscars, and time has a way of righting the ship on Oscar injustice. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Dan Hudak.
You ought to be in pictures. You're wonderful to see. You ought to be in pictures. What a hit you would be. Your voice would thrill a nation. Your face would be adored. You'd make a great sensation. Wealth and fame, your reward. And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, you'd make every girl and man a fan, worshiping at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star of stars.
Chairman Emeritus of the Florida Film Critics Circle, Dan Hudak is a nationally syndicated film critic. You can visit him online at punchdrunkmovies.com. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will continue in just a moment.
And if you should kiss the way you kiss when we are all alone, say you'd make every girl and man a fan, they'd worship at your throne. You ought to shine as brightly as Jupiter and Mars. You ought to be in pictures, my star.